The president continued to attack Robert Mueller's Russia investigation this morning on Twitter, calling it a national disgrace. The latest series of tweets came in response to that New York Times story Saturday night, detailing how White House counsel Don McGahn spent over 30 hours being questioned by Mueller's team. News that comes as the jury deliberates in the trial of former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort, and as federal investigators zero in on whether former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen committed bank and tax fraud, and as the White House deliberates whether Trump himself should be questioned by Mueller. NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe has had a busy weekend. Hi, Aisha.
Hello.
And start with Don McGahn, the New York Times reporting that he extensively cooperated with the Mueller investigation. The president said in his tweets he gave him permission to do that and that McGahn won't be a John Dean rat, citing the Nixon lawyer who did tell all in the Watergate investigation, but he told the truth. So McGahn is still working at the White House. One wonders what his day is like today. But why is this getting under the president's skin if he gave permission?
So this was kind of the result of this strategy at the beginning of the Trump legal team's interactions with the special counsel. They decided that they wanted to fully cooperate, and then that way they hoped that it would wrap up, the probe would wrap up quicker. It didn't quite work out that way, and now basically the New York Times story kind of implied that maybe McGahn had given more information than the White House realized.
Yeah, refer back to Don McGahn's day at work today. It's probably interesting. But the president is criticizing Mueller nearly every day now, and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is continuing to say he doesn't think Trump would get a fair hearing with Mueller. And Giuliani launched, he broke social media yesterday with this exchange with NBC's Chuck Todd.
When you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like.
No, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. Donald Trump says, I didn't talk about Flynn with Comey. Comey says you did talk about it. So tell me what the truth is.
And he later tweeted that he was referring to, quote, the classic he said, she said puzzle. You know, who do you believe? But he does have a point, right, that all truths aren't self-evident, that you're going to have to believe one person or the other.
Yeah, so it seemed like that was the point that he was trying to make, that basically there could be a situation where it isn't clear who is telling the truth. Is it Comey? Is it the president? But these kind of sound bites, they probably raise more questions than answers. Yeah. And I don't know that if this is really what President Trump intends when he sends Giuliani out there. It seems like the main thing they want to do is raise doubts about the special counsel's investigation in general. Yeah. And just like, is this something that is actually going to get at the truth, or is this something that we'll be able to believe whenever the conclusions come out?
Well, meanwhile, there was also news today about the government investigation of former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen for potential tax fraud, questions about his loans. Where are we on that?
So this is also coming from the New York Times. They reported that investigators are looking at $20 million in loans that were obtained by taxi businesses owned by Cohen and his family. And the investigators are also looking at whether Cohen broke any laws when he was kind of putting together these deals for hush money with women who claimed they had affairs with Trump. This article said that there could possibly be charges by the end of August. We don't know that. We haven't confirmed that, but that's what the reports are saying.
And I want to touch on the president's revoking former CIA chief John Brennan's security clearance last week. Huge firestorm of protest after that. Many supported the president. Now, Brennan's floating the idea that he may sue the administration. Here he is on NBC's Meet the Press.
If my clearances and my reputation as I'm being pulled through the mud now, right, if that's the price we're going to pay to prevent Donald Trump from doing this against other people, to me, it's a small price to pay. So I am going to do whatever I can personally to try to prevent these abuses in the future. And if it means going to court, I will do that.
Aisha, I've only left you a few seconds here. Do you think we'll see that?
Oh, we don't know. It does seem like Brennan may be willing to go ahead with a legal action. We don't know what the outcome of that would be. President Trump was saying kind of bring it on. Mm-hmm. He's ready for a legal action over this.
Yeah. And we hear the White House is reportedly drafting more documents to revoke other security clearances. So you will stay on that for us. NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe, thank you.
Thank you.